USA Radio News.
U.S. border officials continue to process some of the asylum applicants that were part of the caravan from Central America that are camped out on the U.S.-Mexico border. Outside the Justice Department, though, today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a strong warning for folks looking to come into the country illegally.
We want the world to know, and particularly our friends in the South, in Central America and Mexico and other countries, we want them to know that we have a generous legal system for immigration. We admit 1.1 million people lawfully every year, and those people should await their turn.
Today, the White House announced that President Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, would be retiring at the end of the month. His replacement, Emmett Flood, a veteran attorney who represented Bill Clinton during his impeachment process. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
No change at the top of the cable news ratings. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with all the details.
Fox News was number one overall in April, which means it's officially the most watched cable news network among total viewers for 196 consecutive months. NTV Newser says Hannity is again the number one primetime show of all the cable networks. Compared with April of last year, MSNBC was up by 24% in total primetime viewers, while CNN posted a 4% year-over-year growth rate.
Kanye West has been raising some eyebrows from his recent statements regarding President Donald Trump and his support of President Trump. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice joined Fox Business and shared her opinion on what Kanye West has been saying as of late.
People should be able to express their views. Not all of us have to think politically the same way. I think we need to recognize that in some ways the height of prejudice is to look at somebody and think you know what they think because of the color of their skin.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Keza Dom had her prom like many high school Americans did last weekend, and she is receiving a lot of flack for a dress she wore. She wore a traditional Chinese dress to her prom. She explains how she chose that dress.
For prom, I decided to go to a vintage shop in downtown Salt Lake. I was looking for a dress that had a modest neckline and was unique. And the second I saw this dress, I was immediately drawn to it and its beauty, and I bought it. The night of prom, I got multiple compliments from strangers and even from teachers and administrators, my friends. When I posted it on Twitter the day after with the simple caption prom, that was when I started getting some responses. And I wasn't expecting it quite exactly, so it caught me by surprise.
She was also asked if she was trying to make fun of the Chinese culture or heritage.
We were not mocking Chinese culture. In fact, we were referring to a famous YouTuber from H3H3 Productions.
U.S. agencies are unprepared when it comes to protecting the public from disease carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. That's according to a new report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over 80% of pest control organizations lack the capacity to handle increasing rates of a new disease carried by a growing number of infected mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. The CDC said these organizations require improvement in one or more five, quote, core competencies, such as testing for pesticide resistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.